You're listening to the Eiffel Presentations podcast. Presentation best practice from eye to ear. On this Eiffel podcast, we catch up with Jonty Pierce, editor of Presentation Magazine, where he explains death by PowerPoint. First up, Jonty explains his thoughts on the causes of death by PowerPoint.
Well, I think one of the big problems of death by PowerPoint is really that too many presenters use PowerPoint as, if you like, a crutch. And I see that too many people effectively put their speaker notes up on the screen and just read them out loud. I've heard that described at one occasion as PowerPoint karaoke, reading along to the script. And I think that's one of the difficulties that makes PowerPoint so difficult. I think when it comes to, you know, what can people do to make their presentations different, there's three main things that I suggest to people. The first is the use of visuals. A picture is worth a thousand words, and I think that's very, very apparent in a presentation. So if you can use visuals, it really helps get the message across. Some people use nothing other than just visuals in their presentation. So if you could do that, that would be great. The other thing with most presentations, real key, is rehearsal. Rehearse, rehearse, rehearse. We advise people to rehearse a presentation out loud at least four times. And one of those times should be in front of a real scary audience. So family, friends, if you're really stuck, you can do it in front of the dog. But stand up and give the presentation out loud with full performance energy to an audience. And if you can do that four times, your presentation will go much better. And the third point is something called the rule of three. And this has been around for years and years and years. Julius Caesar used it. I came, I saw, I conquered. And it comes down to the fact that people remember three things. So if you've got a message to get across, break your presentation down into three sections and work out in advance what are the three things you want to leave the audience with.
Jonty knows a good example of this.
Winston Churchill is remembered for his speech where he promises blood, sweat and tears. He actually didn't say blood, sweat and tears. What he said is, I can promise you nothing apart from blood, toil, tears and sweat. But because people can't actually remember those four things, it got remembered as blood, sweat and tears. And later Eisenhower took this on and made it into blood, sweat and guts, was what he was known as. But again, a good example of how people remember three things.
As editor of Presentation Magazine, Jonty has seen all manner of strange uses of PowerPoint. But what's the strangest?
Well, we did an article called Are You Addicted to PowerPoint? We looked at some of the telltale signs. Certainly some quite weird things we found. There was one guy who started doing his shopping lists in PowerPoint and printing them out. And probably quite a bizarre one is sending Valentine's cards as a PowerPoint presentation.
Thanks very much, Jonty Pierce. For more useful tips, why not check out www.presentationmagazine.com. To learn more about how Eiffel can help your business achieve that wow factor, visit www.eiffelpresentations.co.uk or simply call us on 0845 056 8528. That's 0845 056 8528.